Welcome in, everyone. We're back. Woo!
Sorry, blame Eddie for...
blame me for going on vacation.
How dare he go to Hawaii and have a good
yeah,
time?
Yeah, how dare I.
Hey! Phone's down, bitches.
Why?
I'm pulling up stuff.
Why?
I'm pulling up stuff.
Why? yeah.
I said your phone was bad. Your phone can't be up here. You do too. You're irresponsible. You're irresponsible. You can't be trusted. You're a child. You're a child. And I'm a child. I'm a kid. I'm, what was it?
No, I wish we
you're
had
a child. And I'm a man who likes playing with little boys.
Wait, no.
I'm a.
You're a little boy in a man's world.
In a man's world. And I'm a man who likes playing with little boys.
Wait! I didn't mean it like that.
You guys
ever seen that? It's a WWE meme. WWE, like, scene, yeah. And it was this guy who was trying to—I don't remember his name, but he's like notorious for saying very sus lines.
It was pretty. It wasn't sus. It was very rapey.
Yeah, and he was like,
or just pedophilic.
And he was like, "You're a boy,
pedophilic,
in a man's world."
I don't know how else to say it.
And I'm a man who loves to play with boys.
Statutory. Maybe we got a lot to talk about. We it's got the weird. Final Sunday and third place Saturday.
No one cares about third place.
No, Morocco third place.
I'm kind of down to watch the game. Even though I wanted it to be the final, I'm down to watch the third place game.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to.
I wish we would have visual podcast.
Cameras over there?
None of us know how to work it.
We just plug it in. And we're
looks like we get the beginner set at Sam's Club.
Okay. The beginner vlog set, yeah.
Okay. There's software program. There's free program. Like the I have what is it? I can get I think OBS.
So you don't have a camera on your laptop?
I do.
Interesting.
It's not good quality.
If we did Zoom podcasts, we could have cameras built in.
Imagine we're just all here with our laptops.
Okay.
In front of us.
Obviously not.
No, we just need.
No, we should, but just make it like it look like we're in different places.
All we need is a camera.
We mute when we're not talking.
We find a place where we can sit where it sees all of us. We low key might have to just like be in a circle.
We would need a whole new table.
A circular table. We have no place to put that.
No, I'm talking about just on the couch.
It doesn't.
Huh? We don't necessarily need a table.
No, all you. And like, here's the thing. If I can find a.
We can unscrew these and just hold
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Or you can hold them like that. But that would mean they'd have to buy mics. And then that would also mean we'd have to find a software that could run 4 mics. Which is okay. But these punks ain't getting the pay, you know, mics.
I'll get a mic.
These mics are cheap.
This was not very good.
This is $270.
I just.
This was not $270 for me. This was like $80.
What was it?
Best Buy.
It's like one. They're like $119 right now.
I literally said I'd just get a mic. So
you can. You don't have to get this.
Okay. No, but if you want the same quality.
Since we're probably not going to talk about much outside of football, I just want to start this off by saying rest in peace to Grant Wall. That was really sad. I write with a lot of people that knew him pretty well, and they had nothing but good things to say about him. He was not just a soccer journalist. He interviewed LeBron, like right out of high school.
Yeah,
the famous like Sports Illustrated article for LeBron. He was behind that. He did a lot of great stuff. So he will be deeply missed amongst
the
American.
He was a big advocate for, you know,
for human rights. Yeah,
human rights groups that didn't have a voice for themselves. He really was a people's person.
He went. He was not really reporting on the games of Qatar.
Yeah, this is a serious moment.
You cannot help yourself.
That's fine.
It's impossible for him.
It's fine. This is a better phone.
He was reporting only on the bad side of the World Cup. Like, every article he wrote was about how...
There's a lot.
Yeah. The human rights violations, the homophobia, the migrant workers that were dying, like... All the stuff he was doing was based off of that, so.
If I give you this phone back, I expect responsibility.
I'm not going to lie to you. I can't guarantee that. I'm just saying.
We're recording a podcast that you're part of, sir.
Yeah.
So switch the phone and start acting like you're part of this podcast. Come back.
Sorry.
Daniel, what do you think about the whole Grant situation?
It's really sad. Like, really, really, what? What's so funny?
Is that all he has to say? Yeah, real
you didn't let him finish!
I literally started laughing right
now. It's just because he said, it's really sad. Like, obviously.
What do you want him to say?
I'm disappointed.
I'm really happy that he's gone. Like,
the kill streak's just weren't there for him, you know?
Never mind.
That we wanted him. What did you want him to say?
Nothing. Never mind. Like, don't worry about it. Holy fuck.
I think he was laughing because of the transit, the quick transition.
Yeah,
he went from, I can't guarantee I'll be responsible.
It is very sad.
All right. Are we going to scrap this whole beginning?
No. Leave it in. Cool. This is us. This is us. Why would we scrap?
You love that show.
It is a good show.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
This guy talks about us being a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is real strong Kyle vibes from you, Daniel.
No. It's not.
Kyle, I love you.
And he would laugh at like just about everything.
He would laugh.
Well, yeah, he literally laughs at everything. Podcast.
No, I've been stabbing. I've been making stabs at people.
Oh, so you're a bully?
Yeah, you could say that. That's what I'm doing.
All right, go on with your.
All right, no, I'm putting my foot down.
Oh, okay.
Foot's already down.
All right, Daniel, why don't you lead us into what we're going to talk about?
Oh, well, so we can't talk about Graham Wall anymore.
If you have something to say, go ahead.
I just wanted to say. I'm really interested to see if the U.S. opens up an investigation about his death to see if there was foul play.
I think, in general, they should do that.
Well, I'd assume his body would come back to the United
it
States.
It already is.
Okay, so I'm sure. Do you know if they're... Are they, like,
FIFA's running on that?
Last I heard was that his brother and Grant's wife were in touch with the White House. So I don't know exactly what they want to do, but...
Damn. Well, the only thing I could think they could do is a toxicology test.
Yeah.
Well, did he suffer like any like physical like harm?
No.
Okay. He died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Well, I know that. I know that. Yeah. I thought it was just one of those things where it's like
pulmonary embolism too. I saw, okay. Or like that was like the.
So he was reporting, and then what? Like reporters.
He was at the game.
Yeah,
when
yeah
he
they
died.
Say he passed the
Argentina down, Netherlands.
He fell down
in the press box.
In the press, yeah, he was like slumped over in his reporting box.
Yeah.
So, did anyone witness anything?
I don't know.
Because they have cameras in the booths.
Surely,
they?
Yeah.
I think other reporters said that they saw that he was slumped over, but they didn't know what was going on. It's very odd how long it took for the response to happen.
And well, you know, he was taken to the hospital in an Uber.
Jesus Christ.
That's weird. As if they don't have ambulance standing by at the stadium. Like,
that's why it's weird.
And I saw like a Qatari like official was on like a TV like station doing an interview, basically like celebrating, saying like he deserved it, like he'll rot in hell for shining a light on the things that Qatar does wrong, which is basically what he was doing while he was there.
Yeah, there's
foul play.
Certainly
there's foul play.
Yeah, certainly there's foul play. Like, obviously the investigation's not over yet, but I think even if it comes out that
it wasn't,
they can't
prove it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nothing's what do you call it? Like, conclusive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like. Surely something.
It's happens. Too like,
and especially it came the day after. Was the interview after the migrant workers, right? Or the article about the migrant workers?
One day after he released that. Yeah,
that's not a good look.
Very sad.
It just put a whole like damper on the day.
Well, and then not only that, but then recently in the France Morocco game, a security guard died.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, you got like trampled or something.
I'm honestly not shocked by that, and that's really sad. Yeah, there's a reason that like Germany and Italy have gates up, because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are also getting put, like, you've seen how those guys, how fans mosh pit. Like,
yes.
That's why I say it doesn't shock me, but it's really, it's kind of fucking sucks, man.
It does. It tarnishes like
the amount of like controversy, not even just controversy, I'm just gonna literally the amount of lives lost to make this make this World Cup happen is unacceptable.
Yeah. I was gonna ask because this is like just based off of just like the sport. This has been like the best World Cup that we've seen in a while, but because of everything that's happening, like outside of the games, and even sometimes in the games, is this still like one of the best World Cups?
No. Yeah, there's a lot of clouding around the World Cup.
I still think 2014 is the best one that I've ever watched.
But I mean, like, if you really,
I was just saying, there's a lot of overshadowing happening.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you really think about it, like every World Cup has their issues. I mean, 2014 had lots of
every World Cup also
right
to make things, but no one talks about
let's,
that.
Let's face it, because
I think it's because it's a Qatar, like it's an Arabic country that already has a bad reputation for the very strict lives they live and the rules they have set for themselves and follow. Like, I think that kind of amplifies it. Now, I'm not justifying what they do. I'm not saying that the lives lost here mean less because right. of that. But I think that, like, when Brazil had all those people dying because of the stadiums, people were like, oh, that sucks. Anyways, like, I think it's really disrespectful.
Well, yes, I agree. I also just want to say this. And I guess if this makes me sound, whatever this makes me sound, I just think this is true. The football is the world's game. I think putting it in countries that aren't necessarily United States, England, for like not big countries, I'm all for that, right? Like giving these smaller countries chances to make the money and to host this and the best tournament ever is great, but. When you don't put it in a country like U.S., Mexico, Canada, Russia, a big countries that A, probably already have the stadiums required, B, have more than enough like security to make sure that these type of things don't happen. Like when you put it in a small country like Qatar or a country that's not as fortunate as other countries like Brazil or other places in South America, Europe that aren't, you know, don't necessarily have the infrastructure to host such a big thing, you're going to have stuff like this happen. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't do that because, I still think country like Qatar or Morocco is talking about hosting. I'm sure they're not, you know. Well, like, I just think when you make that decision to put it in a country that's this small, you're going to have stuff like this happen. Or Brazil, that's not as fortunate.
But then also you think about it, it's like, yeah, I get your points. I see your points. But also, Brazil are not that fortunate of a country. They have a lot of football stadiums and stuff, but they still have to reamp everything
right.
at the World Cup.
Right.
And Brazil itself is still a very dangerous area. In, was it Argentina, you can't go to games without, like, you can't bring children and women to games
because
it's that hectic.
Right.
Mexico, literally last year, we had a bunch of people die in a stadium.
Right, right.
So, like, I mean, like, there's still this everywhere, even the big countries. It's just one of those things, like, I agree. I really do think a lot of the slander comes because it's an Arabic country and a lot of people don't agree with the way they live their lives out there, which I guess to each their own, you know? But I really do think that, like, I think it just depends on what the area is. Because, I mean, also, like, Colombia, like, Colombia I've never hosted, but, like, literally a player back in the 90s, they just did a documentary about on Netflix, a player scored an own goal, and they killed him and hung him
right.
outside of a gas station.
Right.
Like it's, there's a lot of things that have happened. I don't know if it's just because the day and age we're in, with just him on social media and everything we get to see, that makes it look worse. Because even now, the connections we have through, like, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all that, is way more than it was in 2014, 2018. So, I don't know. That's why I'm like, I don't know. I'm not trying to defend Qatar here. I think it's been a lot of poor decisions, but I also think that people neglect the past things that happened as well. And that's so, just my opinion and take on it.
To that point, I just don't think a World Cup, I don't even think it has to do with country size. I think a country as rich as Qatar, if it was somewhere else, could handle this. The fact that it's in, this is the world's game. This is a game that's made for everybody. The fact that it's in a nation that doesn't accept everybody is the problem.
That's fact.
Yeah, good point. That was a banger.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where's your sketchbook?
How long have you had that one in the chamber?
He wrote that. He was like, they're going to lose their minds.
No, but so this does shine a light on a lot. Like, one of my friends, I'm not going to out him because I'm just not. But
say
one,
his
name. No, one of my friends.
We'll beep it.
No, we won't. One
of my I'll send you the beep. Just cut that, please.
One of my friends was saying, like, honestly, like, the World Cup in Qatar is showing a lot of people that are our age that there's places out there that are just way worse than it is here, or it is in England, like anywhere. Like, if as far as equality and acceptance goes, like, Qatar compared to here is like black and white, like apples and oranges. Like, so it's like, it's putting their problems on a pedestal that otherwise no one would have known about, and that's almost a good thing.
Yeah, and honestly, I've said this before off the podcast, I am the problem saying it now. We live in such a peaceful time, and relatively compared to the rest of the world, a peaceful country, that I feel like we make problems out of nothing.
Yeah.
We as a country make problems. We as society just don't want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, I get it, because there's a lot of things that happen here that aren't good. I'm not trying to belittle those issues.
Right.
But comparatively.
Right.
It's worse. I know we have our mass shootings. I know we have our racism. I know we have the homophobia. I know people are killed every year on all of those bases, you know, just based off gender, like your religion, your race. I get all that. But comparatively, other countries is pretty rough as well.
But those people can walk down the street in America.
For the most part.
And 90%, I would say 90 is even a little low.
Yeah, 90 is a little low.
You can, 90% of where you are, you can be safe. In Qatar, in Saudi Arabia, in these other countries, you probably can't leave your house if you're black, if you're gay, if you're trans.
Yeah.
Like, you would genuinely fear for your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, onto the point of it being in Qatar, the fact that FIFA's even considering Saudi Arabia as a host nation for 2030.
I hope it goes to Morocco.
To fill those
I hope, man. This semifinal run makes it so Morocco wins.
But they have to look at this World Cup and realize this region of the world is not ready to host the world's tournament.
Right.
Listen.
Well, how do you guys feel about Qatar's people? Like, the government was basically saying, if you're going to come here, you have to respect our culture. If we're going to let you into our country, you have to respect our culture, because if the roles were reversed, I'm sure people would, like, from those countries would say the same thing.
Absolutely.
But the difference to me is, yes, I get that. I get the basis of that statement.
It's what they did.
But when your culture and your religion, not necessarily, but like when what you're saying is like, you have to accept our culture. Well, your culture is so exclusive. It's so closed off to people, to certain people and to certain beliefs, yeah, that why should I accept that?
Well, my thing is also like, it's because they're so, the way they live is a very, it's on a very rigid scale. Like, there is no room for error there. These are the rules, this is what we follow.
Yeah.
And I had no problem with them originally coming out and saying like, hey, if you come here, just please respect our religion, please respect our culture, please respect the way we live. I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah, I get the basis of that statement.
It was when they started going like, hey, but we're banning all of this.
Yeah.
You have to have a app on your phone that lets us track you and have access to your phone. You have to have all this stuff. I was like, that's when I lost. I was like, that's not respect, though. You can't, like, you can
You're
invite
taking it
someone.
Too far.
Yeah, you can invite someone into your country. Like, all these other nationalities have and nations have. But also, like, these are nations with different cultures and different viewpoints. Like, if they're going to respect your culture, you need to respect theirs.
Right.
And I mean, they're a small minority. Even the thousands that came, they're still a small minority that came to your country. It shouldn't matter, like, if they're in their own corridors, if they're doing whatever they're doing behind their closed doors. If it doesn't affect the way you live, who cares?
I was going to say, just because you ask people to respect your culture, like, doesn't give you the right to, like, if they're not married and they have sex, that doesn't mean you can kill them.
Yeah.
Which I know is, like, a thing there.
Is it happening?
I'm not sure if it's happening.
It probably is. I wouldn't doubt it.
But it's, you can't control people's lives like that.
No, you can't. And that's where I don't want to out every other Arabic country, because
I know, we also don't know how.
Yeah, we don't know. So I'm not trying to generalize.
Well, because like the Saudi Arabia thing, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. If they get it, I'm hoping that they'll learn from Qatar's mistakes and improve.
And hopefully they'll see the backlash.
Yeah.
But the issue also is like, are they going to see the backlash? Or are they going to see the
money?
The money, the views, everything. Like, when I was streaming the other night, a guy came into my chat and was talking to me about it because he was talking about he's not watching this World Cup. And I was like,
hey. I know, I've seen some people say that.
And I was like, you're not watching it? I was like, why? You're just not a big soccer fan in real life? And he was like, no, I just don't like that it's in Qatar and I don't like all the political things behind it. And I was like, this is very fair. It's very true. That's a very fair opinion. I'm not that guy. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't watch it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to not watch it.
Yeah, is that on me? Yeah. But also, like, it's on the global stage.
Because also, like, what is my one view going to do?
Well, I think...
Enable.
If you tried to make a movement, then I get it.
Yeah.
If you got a lot, like, I'm talking like
millions.
A whole nation.
Yeah.
To not watch the World Cup, which is...
not going to happen.
Then it's not possible. Then I get it. But other than that, like... I guess you feel good about yourself.
Moral victory.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not sure.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. I'm not against it, but I would never be able to do that personally.
Yeah. Now, like, what do you think? You guys said it all. Like, you guys kind of. I mean, you guys just said it all. Really, there's not really much for me to add to it.
Why don't you start us off with the actual on the field play? How far back do we really want to go?
Well, where did we last stop?
We stopped before the round of 16 even started.
Fuck.
We're talking about how the Netherlands were going to beat the USA.
Round of 16. Are we going to go through all of them?
Let's just go through the important ones.
I say we just go through the semis.
Start at the semis.
But honorable mentions
to our
quarterfinal.
Can we at least talk about the USA since we have...
Go for it, yeah.
USA.
Yeah.
How you lost 2 weeks ago?
Listen. It wasn't... you know, the best showing in the world.
When Pulisic missed that chance in the third minute, I knew the game was over.
I cannot believe he missed it.
I knew the game was over from that moment.
I was so hoping he was offsides for that.
Yeah, so was I. That's how bad of a miss that was.
And then it showed the replay,
he was well onside. Yeah.
And I was like...
I think if he puts that away...
I mean, yeah, it's a different game.
I think we win. I think we win that game.
I honestly still don't know if you win.
And then we beat Argentina.
Okay, calm down.
You're not that guy.
Even if they still get, it changes the whole complexion of the game when you score a third minute goal.
Yeah, it's a different game.
Yeah, so I think we're sitting here today, maybe being like, oh well, we lost in the quarterfinals to Argentina, so we are hanging our heads a little higher.
To be fair,
or you sit here and go, yeah, we had that early lead and we blew it because we got really defensive. And we're just trying to dominate the game and be very passive. And
fair.
They scored and equalized, and we tried being attacking, opened up, and then conceded a second leg goal. That's how I see it.
To be fair, I'm contradicting myself. It wasn't the best showing, but it wasn't an awful showing.
What I said in the other podcast I did was, I'm okay. I can live with this, but I can pinpoint a few things that if they were cleaned up and done a little better, we have a better chance of winning that game. There's like, and it's a small handful of things. If Tyler Adams tracks back on Depay, he doesn't score that first goal and it's still 0-0. That's one moment that could have been cleaned up. If Anthony Robinson marks Dumfries instead of double marking whoever it was in the box, it's still only 2-1 and we still have a shot. So I can live with the way we played.
It wasn't like I said.
It wasn't a shambolic performance, but it wasn't great by any stretch.
We probably needed to be perfect, though.
Yeah,
and we just.
I mean, when I watched it, this is my opinion. When I watched you guys against England, I think it was probably the most perfect showing the USA could have had, minus a goal. Yeah. If the USA scored a goal, it probably would have been the perfect performance against the Netherlands. I think against the Netherlands, the part that let you down the most was, yeah, tracking back like those runners on those two goals. But I think the midfield met their match and were outperformed. I don't think that they performed badly. I just think De Jong and the rest of the Netherlands midfielder were just a tad above. Like, yeah, they were better. They showed
their experience.
They knew how to play around the United States' midfield's like insane press because the midfield's very young and physical. when they showed that they can play around that. And they were not intimidated by that.
That was it. The first goal they played around our press.
Yeah,
unreal. I was really impressed with their first goal. To be fair, even though Tyler Adams should have
tracked back on it. I watched that play over again, and Tyler Depay was sprinting through, and Tyler was walking watching him run into the box.
Well, like knowing how effective a press can be, and just seeing how well the Netherlands played around it.
All game.
I was really impressed by
their small triangles. Like
they were really good.
Their one touch passing, their one touch flicks. I will say honorable mention though. It might win goal of the tournament. Haji Wright's weird ass.
That was so weird.
I watched it. And I was like, I mean, it's his goal because you can see what he meant to do.
I didn't think it went in. I thought it went on top of the net, so I was just like, whatever. Then they were like, it's a goal. I was like, what?
We said. We had three chances we should have scored, and the one chance that we should not have scored,
we did
score.
Three chances to score? I know there was...
And then literally, like, 2 minutes later, Pulisic slid that ball into Haji Wright, and fair play to the keeper for reading that really well, but, he almost got that.
That wasn't three opportunities you scored.
There was three.
There was Pulisic, Haji Wright's second chance.
The miss pass...
The ball that Pulisic played in that the goalie just ran out and cleared that Haji Wright was trying to get it was like
oh, there was, there
it was
there
like
was
2 minutes after the first goal.
I don't know if that wasn't one there, was I there, don't know if that one was clear.
Wasn't there like a bad back pass?
Yeah, there was a bad back pass by the pie, but like they were never going to score that. The defender was already on the line.
Haji Wright had another chance. Remember where he just shot it at the goalie? That was like a really poor shot.
Wasn't that like a volley?
I don't remember if it was like, a volley. Like either way. Thank God that Greg's gone.
Oh, he not negotiating.
Well, after this Gio Reyna stuff, there's no chance he comes back.
Yeah,
unless they just say it's Gio Reyna.
Unless USSF's like, yes, we don't want any Europeans in our roster.
They go to Portugal.
I'll say this on the Gio Reyna thing, and then we don't have to go into it because you and I have already had a big long conversation about it. I've only played high school sports. I've not played anything past that. But even I know what goes on in the locker room and what's talked about between the players and the coach stays in the locker room. The fact that Greg Berhalter would go on a whatever, podcast, whatever, and talk about it is unacceptable from a manager. And if I was a player, I would never be able to trust him again.
Facts.
Like Hercules Gomez said, they should never be able to trust Greg.
Hercules Gomez is emotional.
Big up Herc.
Herc is
emotional. Herc's the only American soccer pundit that actually says what he feels.
Realistically not.
Taylor Twellman and all of them are paid by the MLS. He's not paid by US.
Herc is fantastic.
Herc is so good. Herc actually says what's on his mind. He's
Herc
not
and what's
his Sebastian
name?
Salazar.
Yeah, those
that
two.
I love that those show. Two. Football Americas, that's my favorite
those
show.
Those two guys are very good pundits. They're very good at being very unbiased.
They're all,
absolutely. Just, they're just fans.
They're so good. I love them. But anyways,
we'll get them on the podcast.
Dude, that would be insane.
That would be good.
Anyways, big up Gio. Fuck Greg Berhalter. Bring on
Roberto Martinez. Hey, we talked about this.
I wouldn't be mad about it. What's wrong with Belgium was not his fault.
Yeah, it's the players.
I'm sorry.
I don't know, man.
I'm sorry, what?
You get handed a golden generation of players who dominated.
Did you hear about the locker room problems they were having with each other, not with the manager?
That's fair, but that's this tournament. That's not
okay.
That's
guess,
not the 20,
third place.
That's not the 2020 Euros. That's not the World Cup.
Okay, I can't
that's
speak on the
not the 2016 Euros. Like this is not a team that like all of a sudden had all these issues. Since he's been there, they have not been what they should have been. He's not. He's shown that. Tactically,
maybe they were just overhyped. Maybe they weren't actually.
At the end of the day, the players on the field are the only ones that can control the outcome of the game.
You're right, but also the manager controls who's on the field.
Absolutely.
But what are you saying? Take Kevin De Bruyne off?
At point, if you're a brave manager and you can see what it needs to change, I'm not saying that there's been any points I can remember. I'm like, oh, you have to remove these players.
I mean,
but at certain points, you have to look at your team. Like, okay, there's been many cases, hold on, there's been many cases, like in 2018, 2020, like, where I said in 2018, the thing that's going to hold Belgium back, because we also saw in 2014 against the USA, is that they will have a lot of opportunities, but they'll struggle to score. You need to be able to change that. and make changes. You have a lot of attacking talent, but you have a lot of attacking talent that does the same thing.
To be fair, this World Cup, their round of 16 loss,
Belgium didn't make.
I thought they made it out of the group. Okay, their reason for not making it out of the group was, you could almost say, solely down to Lukaku.
It literally is solely down to Lukaku.
Okay, and so again,
he missed chances that I would have scored.
Okay, hold on a second. But you put, who do you put?
Is in great form.
If you watch that game, credit to Martinez. Belgium really wasn't looking to score until Lukaku came on and had those chances. He just wasn't able to put those chances away. I watched that whole game. Belgium really weren't. They really weren't in the game until he put Lukaku on. So fair play to Lukaku for getting those chances. He just couldn't score.
Were they not creating chances? Or were they creating chances had no one on the end of them? Those are two different things.
Both, I'd argue.
Then who else came in the game? Because Lukaku.
I don't remember. Okay.
who was the starting striker?
Probably De Ketelaar, maybe.
Well, that's already a red flag because he's a cam.
He's a center forward.
No, he's a cam.
No, he's a center forward. On FIFA, he's a center forward.
Well, he's a midfielder.
He's like, did this man just bring up FIFA?
A video game that dictates.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. All right, hold on a second. Let me look it up. It's the draw against Croatia. It was Trossard started.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, Trossard's good.
Trossard is good.
And then Mertens came off for De Bruyne.
Mertens
came. So Kevin De Bruyne didn't even start.
He did start.
No, Mertens came on for De Bruyne.
Okay. No.
De Bruyne started. You got that fucked up.
Lukaku.
You fucked up.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, how about you?
Lukaku came on for Mertens.
Why did you bring up De Bruyne then?
I don't know.
He said that was so wrong.
He said
what?
He said Mertens came on for De Bruyne.
Wait, serious question. Mertens, Napoli's old Napoli, he is not informed. He doesn't play the top level, and he started for Batshuayi.
Enough about Belgium. Hold on a second. After looking at this lineup, even I could have made this lineup better. Like, you put Trossard out on the right, you put Mertens up top, and you put De Bruyne in the middle.
Yeah.
Instead, he had Trossard up top, De Bruyne on the right, and Mertens in the middle.
Yeah, it makes no sense. So, That's my thing.
We always complain about Greg playing players out of position, so maybe we don't want Roberto Martinez.
You shouldn't get Roberto Martinez, because the fact that he had the golden generation of Belgium and he didn't do anything with him is unacceptable. Like,
Jose Mourinho said he likes our players.
They arguably had...
He's going to coach Portugal.
They arguably had the best team.
Hate Jose Mourinho as your team. Good. I'm
sorry. I was just saying, they arguably had like the best international team, and the fact that they didn't do anything with that team—I
mean, third place—is
unacceptable.
Yeah, I would take third place.
I would take third place in a heartbeat.
Well, with the players they had,
and then exit out of your stage.
So got third.
Okay.
But did you win?
It's unacceptable.
That's always what I say.
They should be at least challenging.
No win?
Never doubt. But also, everything that happened in the locker room...
Well, how do you define challenge?
They should be in the final, challenging for the final.
They finished third.
If you look in that World Cup in 2018... If you look at that World Cup, pound for pound, on paper... They probably had the best squad, pound for pound. You name me one team in 2018 that had a better team. France didn't.
They won.
They were not better.
I'd argue
the better team does not always win.
You can make an argument that France had a better roster top to bottom.
You could.
Okay, who did they have in the World Cup? Giroud scored 0 goals in 2018.
Mbappe was the best player on the planet. Would have walked. Yes, he literally was. No, he literally was.
Not 2018.
Not 2018.
At that World Cup, he was.
Well, that's
specifically at that World Cup.
He carried.
He walked into every team at the World Cup. And
I argue in 2018. Yeah, he's the best winger because that's where he played on the wing. He was better than Hazard. Who's on the right?
Was he better than Hazard?
Yes. Yes.
That World Cup performance.
Yes.
Calm down. Hazard already on Real Madrid.
Yeah, this is the summer. This was after we won the Europa League in 2018. He was leaving
Chelsea.
He won.
Who did he beat?
Arsenal.
Anyways, no, but I think pound for pound they had the best team.
I don't think Mbappe was coming into the tournament. I don't think Mbappe was
better. I said at the tournament.
I know, but I'm saying.
Well, I think Courtois is a better goalkeeper than Lloris in 2018.
Facts. That's facts.
They have company.
That's facts.
They have company in Vertonghen and Alderweireld.
Did they all play? Yeah. Like, did they all start? Did they have three center backs?
They may have had three back. I know those three center backs. They were better than Varane and It wasn't Kimpembe.
No.
It probably was Kimpembe.
No. They were better than Kimpembe. In 2018, they were much better.
It was but Benjamin Pavard.
He was a right back.
I know. I'm just saying.
He's right back.
That's what I'm saying.
Mounir, I think as a right back,
he's the Argentina goal merchant.
That's about equal.
Enough about Brazil. Enough about Belgium.
My main thing is.
I mean, they go into similar.
Back to what I was gonna say.
Let's.
Original concept was just. I don't think you want Roberto Martinez.
I want.
American. You want Jesse March, the pressing merchant.
No.
He said no because Jesse March don't want the coach.
Pep Guardiola?
Okay, no.
Jose would be like, you get any.
I don't know who I don't. You know what? I don't have an answer for you.
I mean, I don't have an answer for myself.
For who I want.
I want either.
But,
I'd take Jurgen Klopp.
I'd take Jurgen Klopp.
Who wouldn't?
I'm German.
So where did we... Is there any other round of 16 games that we want to talk about? Anyone have anything else?
Just Portugal and Switzerland.
Yeah, I was gonna say 6-1.
I don't know why I'm looking at that because we.
Can... no, because we got right.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, why am I looking at that?
We got right.
Yeah, we were so far off.
Oh, we weren't.
Okay.
We weren't.
Yeah, Portugal looked on top of the world in the Switzerland.
Yeah,
game.
I was like, oh, they're gonna be tough, and I thought for sure they were gonna.
Okay,
we could.
Did you guys see the? Sorry, no, you go first.
No. I was just gonna talk about a whole other game.
Oh well, did you see the? How do you say it? Is it Goncalo Ramos? How do you pronounce this?
Goncalo Ramos.
Did you see why he was trending on Twitter?
No.
I don't know if this was real, but there was like a leaked video. We can cut. We don't have to cut this. No, there's like a leaked video of him masturbating.
Time to see it.
There was like a whole day.
My God.
There was like a whole day where it was like, do not look up his name on Twitter. And I, of course, being my curious self, I looked it up.
Antonio Brumtings.
Yeah. And I just saw a dude wanking and I was like, oh my God.
It's everywhere.
Okay.
I can't believe you guys
just clicked on. I just clicked on the video.
On the subject of, does he have the little squiggly under his C?
Yeah.
So that'd be Gonzalo.
Well, let me see. I don't know. I don't know if it's under the C.
Or Gonzalo, right?
It's under.
I said Gonzalo.
Oh, it doesn't say in Foot Mob.
Gonzalo.
I think it's under the C.
I'm pretty sure it's Gonzalo.
Because it's not. It doesn't say in Foot.
Yeah, it is. It is under the C. So it's Gonzalo. Bless you. Bless you. I saw that he's been linked to United already. After only a hat trick.
Do you think that's why he was jacking off?
No! The fuck?
He was like, United.
Yeah,
oh,
jumping off to the United crest.
Well, it's not just that, because also in what is it?
For Benfica, he's been very well.
He's got 9 goals and 1 assist in 11 games.
I know, but I'm just...
Where's he going, United?
There's rumors that he's going to United.
I thought Liverpool.
Oh my God!
No, Enzo Fernandez.
Oh my God! He takes Ronaldo's spot.
Another Benfica player going to Liverpool.
He takes Ronaldo's spot.
That'd be funny.
Then that little Roger girl's gonna come out again.
I feel like
Ronaldo.
I have a feeling he'll be a flop if he went to the Prem. But
I don't think he'd be a flop. I don't know the way he plays enough.
The only other game that I'd want to talk about
from the round of 16
is the Croatia Japan game.
Rip Livakovic. Japan, dude.
Bro, Livakovic just...
He slapped in all games except against Argentina.
Yeah.
Which
but
was
I mean,
his fault.
Argentina
he still went off.
Picked him apart.
Can we talk about the Argentina game real quick?
Which one?
Croatia.
If we want to jump that far.
How Argentina were the... Well, that was the only...
Let's just... Can we can just say shout out to England for choking again.
Well, I was going to talk
it's about... It's never coming home.
One more game, which was Morocco-Spain.
Oh!
Oh! Man,
that was sick. So good.
Bono is amazing.
Yeah, he's sick too.
They went off that game.
How old is he?
31. 31.
And shout out.
I was going to say. He might get a big move, but
honestly,
he's...
And honestly, shout out to
Bayern.
I guess 31 as a goalie is like...
Not bad. You still got 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
You just came into your prime.
Yeah. No, really.
No, I know. It's just funny to think about.
But no, shout out to Morocco. First African nation to ever make it to semifinals. We were all rooting for you.
And like I said in the beginning, this is probably a big boost for their 2030 host chances.
Hope you get it.
They were up against they were never going to beat the U.S. Mexico. They were up against us for 2026.
And honestly,
and they were never going to beat our bid.
What I'm really excited for is defending.
I hope they win 2030.
I have no idea who gets Canada. Well, let me, before we go off on the tangent. No, yeah, I hope Morocco get it.
Not the Ukraine Spain duo.
No, no. I hope Morocco get it just as a sole nation.
Yeah, same.
What I was going to say is, to your point, not being able to beat Mexico, USA, and Canada. I don't know if Canada is staying with their head coach or not.
John Herdman? I'd rate him for the U.S.
I don't know if he's going to stay there. The USA are looking for a new manager. Mexico are looking for a new manager. Right? So, no.
Big up CONCACAF.
Here's what I'm saying. What's really going to entice people, depending who we get, I think both teams need a manager that, one, are going to play their best players, still give other players opportunities to come into the squad and build a really strong core, because 2024.
I was going to say, how did we forget to bring that up?
Yeah, since all of us, Canada, Mexico, and USA, are being up, and some other,
and the U.S. is hosting it.
Yeah, and so, well, I haven't confirmed that yet, have they?
That was
their talks. That
there's year. Rumor. Yeah, well, talks.
We're playing apparently.
We're all three in it. It's just the U.S. might host it because Uruguay backed out of hosting it or something.
And other
I saw
nations
somewhere.
Might, which means other, Canada could, Jamaica could,
Costa Rica
could. Which I think for CONCACAF,
I'm gonna fuck around and go for sure.
For CONCACAF
2024,
I'm absolutely going.
Which means for CONCACAF, you have a year and a half, and year and a half is a long.
That is a long time.
It, like for soccer standards, things move quick. I think that depending how all the nations go, how we all develop in the next year and a half,
we take up three of the four semifinals.
The CONCACAF could be. We could really.
It's us three and Brazil. No, just kidding. It's us three and Bolivia.
Big up Bolivia. They've won it once already. Who's won it? I don't think Mexico's ever won it.
Copa America?
Yeah. Has the U.S. ever won it?
No, surely not.
Bolivia's won it. Big up Bolivia. Bolivia's won it.
Surely we've never won the Copa America. We've only ever played
in it
a handful of times. Bro, when we made the... Did we make the semifinals in 2016? We lost to Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
That was sick. That was like the last dance for Dempsey and them.
We lost 7-0 against Chile in 2016.
I mean, to be fair, Chile was
sick. Chile was sick.
Yeah, but 7-0.
We lost like 3-0 to Argentina in that game.
They had prime Alexis.
You know, Peru was runners-up in 2019. Big up Peru.
Peru was used to be sick. They kind of still were, except they didn't make it to the World Cup. So.
I'm looking at
I remembered who my number one.
There was only 8 winners.
U.S. coaches, but I can't name his
there's
name.
Only 8 winners.
There was only 8 winners.
Is it Tab? No, it's not Tab.
Copa
Ramos.
America? Yeah. Did you guys hear that? It's just like the World Cup.
What did you say?
There was only 8 winners in the...
Can I guess?
In the 47
Copa Americas.
Can I guess? Yeah. Brazil?
Yeah.
Argentina?
Yeah.
Chile?
Yeah.
Bolivia?
Yeah, actually.
Uruguay?
Yeah.
Colombia?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Costa Rica?
No.
Have they ever played in it?
No.
Oh, shit.
Well, I have not been there.
Well, I don't know if they ever played in it, but on this list,
they're not. Are they all, are they all South American?
Yes.
Peru? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you already say that? Peru? Okay.
No, he didn't say Peru.
That's 7.
There's only one more?
You're never going to guess it.
Belize?
No.
Paraguay?
He got it.
Nice. Yeah. Good teamwork.
Yeah.
Nice. That's anyways.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
back
you were.
Back to the World Cup talk.
Shout out to Copa America.
Yeah, Copa America.
2024, baby!
Really hyped. We'll see what happens.
We'll be there.
Sponsor exactly. the pod, Foot Mob.
Exactly. Please fund us.
After what you said, doing that.
Yeah, it works. No, it works now.
Foot Mob, you almost
well,
lost.
Well, my phone someone. Doesn't work, but Foot Mob works now.
Oh, you almost lost him on Foot Mob. What if I gave you this time? $100,000. It's.
My God, could you imagine?
But no, the other thing. Back. Okay, so the Argentina versus Croatia game. Argentina were really good. Argentina were also very far.
Why are we talking about semifinals? I want to talk about quarterfinals.
Who? What? Oh, do you mean the quarterfinals were like no one made it besides Morocco?
Well, I want to. What?
Fuck England.
I just wanted to say that this seems to be the point where referees really started to.
Oh, the refs are a big part, yeah.
And like, even in the semifinals.
Bro, the ref for...
The ref for France-Morocco, well, that was a Mexican ref.
Yeah.
He basically let anything happen.
But then you have the flip side. You have the flip side where it's Argentina versus Croatia, and there was 15 yellow cards.
Yeah, that's insane.
No, that was not... I don't know. That was Netherlands.
Yeah, Netherlands
versus
Argentina.
Still, like I said, lot. Well, that was... So that was round 16.
Well, that,
and then you got what, Portugal.
What's his who's refereeing the final?
An Argentinian is refereeing a Portuguese game.
And they're still in the...
And, yeah, tournament. And Argentina's still in the tournament, and he's probably a Messi fan.
Oh, he's Argentinian.
Yeah, so he doesn't want Ronaldo to win, so...
You never know.
No, we do. I know. I have the SS group.
And then...
Nice.
Well, I mean...
Here's the referee now.
We didn't know what to do. I know you guys don't feel bad about it, but the penalty against the Netherlands, that probably shouldn't have been a penalty.
Nah, bro. Wait, which penalty?
Which penalty? There's only one.
Oh, yeah. Messi's? Oh, yes, yes. Or no. That was a weak penalty, but guess what?
Yeah, I just said you don't care. But, yeah, like, as soon as the quarterfinals started, a little bit in around the 16, referees really started to be an issue, and I don't like that.
There was only for, like, three games.
The fact that three out of the four referees that... ref the quarterfinals, or not three, one of the four that
no,
ref
was,
the quarterfinals.
It was three of the four.
No. Okay. Only one of the four was called back to coach in the semifinals.
Right.
Is telling.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong.
The refereeing in this tournament has been piss poor.
It's been piss poor for the knockout stages. I think it's been fine for the group stages. And even a lot of the round of 16 games wasn't poor. I just think the bias is starting to show. And that Qatarian money.
I just hope the final is
good. Which I think it will be.
I'm watching it Sunday.
Same.
Did you call him?
I don't have enough PPT to have a rip.
Are you coming over?
I can.
Away!
Are you calling in?
I can't. We're at the stream.
I don't care.
Just go in late. You can call in, you just can't get paid for it.
We'll see. No, because it's like...
How many points do you have?
I have three.
It's a double point day?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Because it's the week of Christmas.
So five?
At least I think. That's what I've been told.
Like the week, let me see.
Like the week of Christmas is a double point. And I'm at three.
It's not the week of Christmas.
Next week is.
Technically.
When's your week start?
Sunday to Sunday is a week. So.
Our week is Friday to Friday.
When do your points
it?
Fall off? Yeah. Every 6 months. What point, or whenever you get.
Or is it Saturday to Saturday?
6 months from now.
When was the last time you got your first point?
I have to check.
Why are we talking about this?
Because y'all want me to call in. If it wasn't a double point day, I would definitely call in, but it is. And I'm at three right now. So I can't do it.
Which is fired.
Yeah.
According to this, it's not.
That's what I heard. From one of the managers.
Are you going to risk your job, though?
Alexis?
She likes to lie.
She said that
this past weekend
was double points, and it wasn't.
I know. You told me that she's...
She told us that Chris listens to our podcast.
Which is a fucking lie.
Ooh-ay! Fuck you, Chris.
He listens to it. He starts.
He actually does listen to it, yeah.
He goes, I don't like this Jose guy.
Or he might think it's Jose from...
From merchandising. Yeah.
Which...
It's not. I'm better.
Facts.
I'm stronger.
I'm smarter.
I'm better.
I'm smarter.
I'm better.
I'm stronger. I'm smarter.
I'm better.
I am better.
And he stands there!
And he stands there!
Shout out to Trunks, and I'm not going to shout
Trunks
out.
Trunks from DBZ? Absolutely.
You're not going to what?
I said I'm not going to shout out Andrew Tate.
Well, no, Trunks first time?
TikTok creator.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
I like the memes, though.
Shout out Bottom G.
Keep them up. Yeah, dude, honestly.
Oh,
and shout out. Yeah, and
So,
quarterfinals, the Brazil-Croatia game.
Mid.
Didn't watch it.
Neymar's goal, though, I was like, wow, this is special.
I was so hyped, especially in the penalties.
I did watch it.
When Marquinhos missed.
Bro. Oh, I knew it was bad. I knew it was over. The moment he said it, I was like, wow, this is really how it's going
to
go.
Marquinhos was the last one to go.
Oh, is that when he hit the post? Yeah. No, the first save.
On Rodrigo?
Livakovic?
Yeah,
is that how you pronounce his name? The first save, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I guess that's...
You got all the letters in there.
My
same thing with
my Croatian it.
Casemiro.
Shut the fuck up.
Casemiro.
Shut up.
Casemiro.
No, not that. Shut up. He said Casemiro.
He pronounced Casemiro Casemiro.
It's hard for the Americans.
Not for me.
Anyway,
you're Italian.
Moving on. Culture. Obviously, the Morocco Portugal game.
You can't move on from the Croatia game without saying, you know, we're about like a legend buying out the World Cup finals.
Luka Modric, I love you so much.
So we have to give a shout out to Luka, because Luka's never going to play in our World Cup.
Luka Modric, I love you so much.
The greatest midfielder
ever.
That's my
ever.
Bro,
and he played for Spurs.
People are struggling.
Think about that.
Obviously, this is just TikTok people, but
there's no people.
What are you saying?
What are you trying to say?
That not everything you see on...
Got that.
It's a social media opinion.
Okay, so...
But they had Modric's 10th all-time.
What?!
For midfielders.
Who would they have above them? Because I'm telling you right now, they're just going off names.
What?! Xavi, Iniesta were probably one and two.
Was it... Yeah, Xavi and Iniesta.
Maradona is a midfielder. Attacking, but... Still a midfielder.
Wait, who's your guys' top five midfielders?
Modric is one.
I have Iniesta one. Modric second.
Iniesta's two.
Okay.
And then Xavi.
Probably.
Oh, my list.
Are we not counting Maradona?
Zidane.
I would not put Xavi in the top five, to be honest with you.
Zidane might be.
Are we counting Maradona?
Yeah.
Then he's three.
My top five.
Zidane would be three. Maradona fourth. Eusebio. I'm just kidding.
He's Fred.
My top five midfielders of all time. For me.
Michael Ballack.
For me.
Ooh.
He was fire.
For me. This is me. And some of it's recency, more recent, but I've also... I've seen a lot of people. No. Number one, Luka Modric. Number two,
Claudio Reyna.
Andres Pirlo.
Oh, yes! He's top five
number
for
three,
sure.
Kaká? No, not Kaká. Ronaldinho. Ronaldinho was a cam.
He played on the wing. He was a wing striker, but then as he progressed...
Okay, Modric...
Actually got older.
Actually, Pirlo...
I'll give it Kaká.
Pirlo's one.
I'll give it to Kaká then. No, Kaká didn't do it long enough.
My grandfather would have said.
What about Roberto Baggio?
Nah, Pirlo.
Now, I don't know who number three is. Number five, for me...
Benteke.
Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Yes! He was sick.
Hullet. Give it Hullet. Like, come on. Hullet's gotta be up there.
Number four...
Valderrama.
Valderrama!
Number four...
James Rodriguez.
Number four...
Actually, he's...
Iniesta.
He's low-key
wasting. Hair King.
Number four is Iniesta.
You're gonna have to start over.
Number three.
Wait, number four. Oh. Are you counting down?
He went for 1, 2, 5.
That's where I'm at. But definitely Andres Pirlo and Luka are the two best midfielders I've ever seen.
No, Gerrard or Lampard? Or Scholes?
No.
I don't think so. They're phenomenal. And
that's that's like the debate amongst England fans is which two out of those three, or like rank those three, Gerrard, Lampard, and Scholes.
If we're talking about, they're all very different players. If I was to say who I thought was the most complete midfielder out of all three,
Dele Alli.
I'd probably say Lampard.
Prime Conte.
Prime Conte, low key, might be one of the best ball winners in history.
Okay. Yeah. We have to include this guy, I think. And this is a serious one, I swear to God. When do we talk about Kevin De Bruyne?
Ooh.
How does he need to win a Champions League?
Here's my thing. Kevin De Bruyne.
He's top 10.
Kevin De Bruyne's one of the best midfielders.
But does he need to win a Champions League?
Hold on.
He's top. He's top two, but he's not two.
Hold on.
I like it. Support your club.
This is my thing. Kevin De Bruyne.
Well, the thing is, he plays on the wing for Belgium, so he's...
Kevin De Bruyne isn't even the best attacking midfielder in history. He's not even the best in his position in this generation.
Yes, he is.
No. Who's better than him?
Yes, he is.
In this generation?
Yes, he is.
I think Mesut Ozil was better.
No.
Yes.
He was more gifted, technically.
I think he was not.
Hold on a second, Jose. I feel like you could be right. Except,
but he's not.
But he-
Except De Bruyne did it for longer because Ozil, and that's no fault of Ozil. Obviously, it's Arsenal's fault because.
But I also think that De Bruyne went to a Manchester City, and Ozil went to an Arsenal, where they were at two different points in their career. And had Mesut Ozil stayed at Real Madrid, I don't even think this would be a conversation. And even at Arsenal. He almost broke the chances created in the season. And he only broke the assist record if he had a striker that wasn't Giroud, who wasn't the Giroud we know now.
Well, to be fair.
And Kevin De Bruyne's never gotten close to that.
I don't care. I'm still taking De Bruyne.
Did he break it? Not my eyes.
He broke it 2 seasons ago.
He'll probably break it this season.
And then I'm pretty sure he broke the most assists in a season as well.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Did he?
Oh, I thought you were talking about chances created.
No, that was Cesc Fabregas. No, Mesut Ozil and Cesc Fabregas were pretty close to.
Yeah.
But I think had he gone to a more stable club that wasn't in a growing phase, he would have been like...
We were in a turmoil phase.
Well, Arsenal were trying to sign star players, and it worked for a little bit. But then, like, maintaining those star players while doing all the financing and everything just didn't work out.
Well, Ozil was our first star player that we signed.
And then you signed Alexis Sanchez.
But as soon as we signed Sanchez, Ozil was kind of, like, on the fringes.
No, Ozil was there for a few more seasons before
he went on the fringes. He was there for a few more seasons, but he didn't play that much.
Not towards the latter end, but that's what I'm saying.
For, like, 2 seasons, he didn't play very much.
But I don't know. In my opinion, I think
Arsenal ruined Ozil's career.
Yeah, I agree.
The record of most assists in a single Premier League season is a tie between Thierry Henry and Kevin De Bruyne.
He couldn't even break it.
Wow! But
Kevin De Bruyne is also on this list like 5 times.
Ozil would have broken it if Giroud had not had a 9-game drought.
He was getting chances.
Yeah, well, he was getting lots of chances. Shut the fuck up.
But I don't think De Bruyne is in peak form right now. I don't think this is his peak. And I think if you go peak for peak, like when they were the absolute best, I think Mesut Ozil is better
than De Bruyne.
Yes,
I disagree wholeheartedly.
That's fine.
I'm going to agree with Jose on this one.
Yeah, of course.
Why?
Because we know ball.
Oh. Sorry.
I'd argue we know ball.
Okay, where did Kevin De Bruyne come before? Before
Chelsea.
Before.
Yeah. Where did he go between Chelsea and the Manchester City?
What do you mean, where did he go?
What club did he play for? St. John No Ball. I know exactly where he played.
Wolfsburg?
Daniel.
Try again. Wolfsburg no. What? There's more to that.
Well, I don't know all the loans.
Wolfsburg FC.
Oh my god! Get the fuck out of here.
Where was he before Chelsea?
I know he was
somewhere in Belgium, right?
No, he was Genk. No, yeah,
yeah.
God. To let them answer.
I was. It was honestly between Genk and Anderlecht.
He's waffling. He's no. waffling. I knew it.
Man, what a World Cup episode this has been.
So much for the World Cup, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Kevin De Bruyne, and they didn't.
We talked about Qatar the first 30 minutes. Now we're talking about Belgium. We're talking about Kevin.
Well, that is Belgium.
We were talking about Belgium, and then now we're talking.
We about talked a little bit about Francesco
Totti. Was he a midfielder?
Francesco.
Yeah. Oh. He's center forward,
but he was sick.
Yeah, he was.
I swear, so he plays sick.
He probably played in midfield. He played midfield later.
Deep lying center forward. He made a lot of assists.
He played midfield like towards the end of his career.
He was so good.
I'm really trying to think. Hullet is probably one of the best. But so is Pavard.
Hullet stopped him.
Pavard's a what? Defender.
Benjamin Pavard?
Not Benjamin Pavard.
That's what I thought too.
No, I don't know his first name. He played for Juventus back in the early 2000s.
Pavard. Oh, the Croatian or Slovakian?
I think so. His name's Pavard. I don't remember his first name.
He's
one of the board.
I don't think it's Pavard.
You're talking about Nedved?
Nedved!
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
I was like, it's Pavard.
Not Pavard, sorry. Nedved.
Pavard. I think
he was a center. He was a left mid.
Yeah,
a left-sided midfielder. So, yeah. I mean, he's a midfielder.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if we're going to include him, Overmars.
Yeah, it's hard. I definitely think, though, most technically gifted midfielders I've ever seen,
Landon Donovan,
in my opinion, is Andres Guardado. Just throwing all the names off.
Here's the 10 best midfielders ever.
Okay,
from sportsbrief.com.
I already know Chavi and Iniesta.
Okay, shut up! Sorry. I'm sorry. That was mean. I'm sorry. I love you.
Don't touch me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Starting at 10, number 10 is Luis Figo.
Okay.
Number 9 is Pirlo. He should be higher.
9?
Wrong.
Number 8 is Didi.
Okay.
Number 7 is Lothar Matthäus.
Ooh. Matthäus.
Xavi is 6. Ronaldinho is 5.
Come on. He's
3, though.
Zidane is 4.
Yes.
Iniesta 3.
Okay.
Mikel Platini.
That was Mikel Platini, yeah.
Is 2, and Maradona's 1.
I'm not sure Platini's.
No Luka Modric at all.
Here's
this must be old, yeah.
Here's my thing.
Or maybe all retired. This was made in March.
So this year?
No, Modric.
It must be retired only.
Okay.
Is my guess.
I'm going to try to think of another midfielder where I think they were genuinely the best in history, and I'm coming up short.
Bruh, website has Busquets at 2.
To be fair, Busquets was
sick. Busquets is sick.
Yeah, Rossi's better than Busquets, everyone.
De Rossi was sick, too.
You could argue...
But he's not better.
You could argue Wayne Rooney being in the midfield.
No, stop. No. He played striker most of the time.
You could.
No, we're not going to.
But you could.
We're not going to.
But you could. And as a player...
Vieira?
Ooh,
Patrick Vieira was
Roy Keane.
Pires?
Ugh, no.
Ryan Giggs?
The only reason
he was a right.
Rapist!
Right.
Just because you're a rapist doesn't mean you can't ball.
Mendy?
Mason Greenwood?
Mason Greenwood.
Striker.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about players that have raped.
Oh, Benjamin Mendy. I'm kidding. It was a joke. It was a bad tasting joke. Swear to God, cut, please. It's a joke.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I said I was not going to make out-of-pocket jokes. And that one was just involuntary. I'm sorry.
That one came out to say hello.
It was a joke. I'm sorry. It was a bad taste joke.
Stop.
Sorry.
I know it was. I didn't like that. That's why immediately I was like, joke.
Who is she?
No, he's one of those players that could have been.
He's the curse player, dude.
He could have been top 5.
You know, honestly.
And then injuries.
Honestly, based off the players I know and seen.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, I kind of think that Toni Kroos is in that.
Top he's 5 a shout. Yeah, he is a shout.
People aren't going to appreciate Toni Kroos until he's gone. Which would be never, because Toni Kroos never ages.
Well, it's hard to appreciate him right now.
I feel like he's been 30 for like the last 5 years.
Every time I see him play now, I'm just like, bro, you are so dog slow.
Yeah,
dog water.
He's class.
He's still good.
But his speed hampers him now.
Yeah, but he's never been a big player.
But he's slower than he was.
So is Luka. To be fair, Luka still glides.
Toni
does not.
He's different. That maybe I don't know.
Toni Kroos's goal in the 2018 World Cup.
Luka and Pirlo
the corner kick
against Sweden.
Yeah,
Luka and Pirlo are just different gravy. Iniesta was also different. Iniesta was better than Xavi.
Facts.
Xavi is only as good as he is because Iniesta.
I agree with that. What'd
you say?
I don't really.
Xavi
is only who he was because
was
of
only as good as
I agree.
He was because of
I can back that.
I think Xavi's overrated. But that's just that's a hot take.
I think.
I love that.
He's not in my top five. Neither of these guys are in my top five, but I think Scholes is better than Chubby. Wow.
I do. Fair enough.
Are we excited to... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think Chubby's
just... What about the Welsh Pirlo?
Aaron Ramsey?
No.
Oh, Allen?
Joe Allen
was about Chubby's level.
Joe Allen was
no. I watched Joe Allen. I was like, wow, that's what Chubby does. Joe Allen, he gets praised. So
Joe Allen can touch Chubby. Let's be realistic.
He did though. He found
them. No, swapped them. Yeah, swapped them.
Anyways, so I don't know how we got off the topic.
Are you guys? I was gonna say, are you guys excited to get back to club?
Yes.
Football season.
Yes.
I am, but I'm not, because this World Cup's made me realize that. Well, not that club isn't
international good. Soccer bangs, dude.
Dude, it's so like a
different
good.
Sport. It's a different sport. It's a totally different sport. I have always been international first.
I love the World Cup, but I was talking to Eddie the other day, and I was like, as much as I love the World Cup, I'm so ready.
Well, it's because
I'm ready for Spurs to let me down again.
And it's not just because we're gonna get back into club football.
Winter. That's what I'm excited. I want to see who Spurs bring in. Weston McKennie.
But also, the thing that occurs to me is everyone's like, I've heard a lot of people say this, and I don't know if they mean it for real now. They're like, we're going right into a transfer window after this. Have you never seen that before? I'm like, they're like, the World Cup always ends in July.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of the side transfer window. The fuck?
But how many players who have been at this World Cup do we think are going to get transfers in?
Livakovic,
I think. Valencia. I think if Pulisic is going to move, this is Pulisic's time.
Weston McKennie might. So? It sounds like his way out. Weston McKennie
might. Luis Chavez probably will. Yeah. What's his name?
Gvardiol.
Fernandez.
Oh, did you?
Ramos.
Gonzalo.
In January, we think all these players are going to move.
They could be. The center mid for Morocco. I can't remember his name. Ohani?
Amrabat.
Amrabat is also a shout, but there's another
one. Isn't he kind of older?
He plays for Angers.
Amrabat?
He's like 28, 29.
He's like prime.
He's in his prime right now. He's good. Very Spurs good. Were between him and Benton Kerr. I'm happy with
him. Amrabat, he's 26.
Oh, really?
He just turned 26 in August.
So, yeah, he's like entering his prime.
And apparently, 14 only want 10. That's a steal. That's
a
his
steal.
Market value.
That's
not him. Unahi. The 22-year-old from Angers.
He
was the gem in that midfield, in my opinion. He was phenomenal.
Do we think Gakpo gets a move or too soon?
I think he's in the perfect position
where Kudus right will now. Get a move.
We've been talking about Gakpo. He's bound to get a move soon.
No, here's my thing. I think for certain players, it's not the right time to move. I don't think Gakpo is the right time to move. I think you should finish out the Eredivisie. Because they're going to win the title, most likely. They're the best team right now in the Netherlands. I think he stays there, finishes the season, goes in the summer.
Where? Liverpool.
I don't think he should move somewhere huge. But I mean, I could see him going to like a Real Betis or something.
Who's the guy that came off the bench for France and scored the second goal?
Pompey or something like that.
No, not Thuram.
He's trash.
Huh?
Wow, Thuram is not trash.
Muani.
Muana. Randall Kolo Muani.
From Frankfurt.
I think he might get a move.
He scored one goal, relax.
Yeah, but he's really young.
He's 24, he's not that young.
He's young enough.
He's only scored 5 goals
what?
In 14.
What?
Oh, he's got 5 goals and 9 assists and 14 appearances.
What do you mean by that?
I think he might get a transfer.
You know, another. I have two comments about this France team, and I'm talking about France, personally. Griezmann has shown that he's still
been,
class.
Yeah, he's still got it.
He's
still
been so good.
He's only 31.
João Felix might get a move.
Yeah, I think both of them should.
Yeah.
Or they should just fire Atletico Madrid's manager.
Well, hold on a second. The move that I've seen is that Atletico Madrid, or no, Juventus wants to swap João Felix with Vlahovic.
That might be.
So Vlahovic would go to Atletico.
That might be.
João would go to Juventus.
That might be a show. Here's my other comment. And I'm going to be dead serious. I told Daniel this last night. This is my opinion. I can get slated. I have no problem getting slated for this. Tchouaméni.
Stop.
Tchouaméni is the player Paul Pogba wanted to be. I think at 22, he played better than Pogba did in the 2018 World Cup. I think at 22, he's better than Pogba is at 29. He's a more complete midfielder. That's my opinion.
I don't hate that take, to be honest.
And Brian's like, wrong.
I'm not going to say it's wrong. I'm just not sure.
It's a hard take. It's a salty one. But I'm not.
It's one. It's definitely a take you got to think about.
I'm not looking at Paul Pogba, the name of Paul Pogba. I'm looking at who I've seen in the last 5 years.
How long has he been at United now?
Since 2016.
I feel like.
Or the end
obviously,
of 2015.
Obviously, this is one of those ifs and buts.
Pogba's
things.
Still at United?
No, he moved back too. I
was like, wait, what do you mean? How long has he been at United? Didn't he leave? Yeah, okay. My head was like, I was like the meme of that woman with all the math equations. I was like, wait.
I meant to say, how long was, forget about it.
He was there for about 5 years.
That shook me, dude.
Look at his 2016 Euros performance. I feel like that's a better representation of Pogba.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Everyone's
argument.
He was
sick at the 2018 World
Cup. Here's my thing. Everyone's argument.
Pogba?
Yeah.
Was good.
But everyone's argument with Paul Pogba is always, but look at the French national team. Yeah, he's had Conte by his side for every tournament. Conte does a lot of that dirty work and lets him. Yeah, Paul Pogba is a player that, like, he's very skillful. I do not doubt that. But if he doesn't have another world-class player that's going to do the dirty work by him, he does not succeed. He does not excel in what he does best. Look at him at because everyone always argues, Paul Pogba at France is different. Okay, well, he plays for France a couple times of the year. And then he's played for France in 4 major tournaments. What about every year for his club?
Juve also had
Vidal and Pirlo.
But that's the point. He doesn't want to be a box-to-box midfielder.
He doesn't. But also, like, what I'm saying is, he does really well when he has other players that can carry him.
That's the point of a cam.
If he's getting outpaced in that midfield and outmatched that midfield, it doesn't matter. Because at Manchester United, they've had really good midfielders with him.
But usually they don't play him higher up.
And that's a manager thing. And I'm not gonna sit here and disagree with that. But also, he doesn't play that much. I don't think he's passed 30 goals in the season in a long time. Or not 30 goals.
I was going to say, has he ever?
No. I don't think he's passed 30 games in a long time. I don't remember the last time he passed 30 or 25 games.
That's fair enough. But I think if he... You could say if he goes to any other club other than United.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because I also have to look at the midfield. Because like I'm saying...
If he stays at Juve...
They don't have a strong enough midfield to do that.
I think...
Because I'm sorry, as much as I tell them I think he's fantastic, Weston McKennie is not the guy that's going to be able to carry all that weight. Aaron Ramsdale couldn't do it.
What?
Or Aaron Ramsdale couldn't do it. Arthur couldn't do it.
Wait, what?
Aaron Ramsey! All right, Owen Wilson, calm down.
I don't like Ben Stiller.
Derek Zoolander.
Rabiot couldn't do it. Like...
I think if Rabiot was paired up with somebody else, he could have done it.
Herrera couldn't do it. I'm talking about players that could play by him. Herrera. Was it Andres Herrera? He played for Manchester.
Andres Herrera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ander.
Yeah.
No S, not plural.
Anders Herrera.
Like, I just don't think Pogba...
Anders Herrera.
To be fair, Pogba also has not the team Anders around Herrera. Him, but I just don't think that... My thing is, if I can't see the player that everyone talks about when you play, regardless of whatever team you play in, because there's lots of players that if you move them to a lower team, you're like, wow, this guy's fantastic. This guy's great. And Paul Pogba disappears.
Okay.
But the moment he has class around them, everyone's like, look at Paul Pogba.
Hold on a second.
Paul Pogba.
Let me just... You look at Mbappe in the France game that literally just happened.
Mm-hmm.
When he was on the left wing, he was a little bit annoying, but not as annoying as they would put in Thuram and put him on the left wing and move Mbappe to striker.
Mm-hmm.
When you play somebody out of position like United did with Pogba, there's going to be side effects and consequences.
Yes, except even out of position, playing as a striker, Mbappe won PSG a league.
What do you mean? Mbappe...
Like, if Mbappe gets played out of position, and Mbappe's been moved all over the
factory,
he has still won leagues. He still performs. He still scores goals. He still gets assists. He's still performing.
The competition in Liga isn't as stiff as it is in the Prem.
I think Mbappe goes to the Prem right now. He's still better than Pogba.
Well, okay. But now we're just talking about whether Mbappe's a better footballer than Pogba, which he is.
And so is Tchouaméni, which is my original point.
I'm not ready to say that.
Okay, that's fair. But that was my only take on France.
Now, I'll give you Tchouaméni is sick.
I think he's great.
But Prime Pogba?
Mid.
Is not mid. He's a midfielder, but he's not mid.
Mid.
Stop. What are we talking about? Our original point was we were talking about how Luka Modric isn't going to be able to... This is probably his last World Cup.
Yeah.
Most likely.
And then you guys wanted to talk about the France-Morocco game, right?
We should at least preview the final.
We definitely need to preview the final. Do you have any comments on the semis?
Not really.
Croatia-Brazil?
Kind of.
Croatia-Argentina, you mean?
No, they... Well, no, that was quarterfinals. Never mind.
Another refereeing... for the France-Morocco game.
Well, I thought you were going to say the Argentina game. I was like, they kind of dominated Croatia. Or are they like...
The France-Morocco game was really bad.
I didn't really watch it. My phone was broken.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But from what I could hear, the commentators were like, what is going on? Like, why...
John Strong?
It was John Strong and Stu Holden. And then the rules analyst was like, what's going on?
Joe Matchnick or whatever.
Yeah, why is... Like, there was... On fouls that should have been yellow cards, there was no foul called.
Yeah.
Like, I get each ref has a certain flow that they want for the game. But when fouls should be yellow carded and they're not even called as fouls, I mean, it's questionable referee.
Yeah, but then...
Play on. No, play on.
No, but you know what? Here's my thing. I'm not going to say his name. But I work with a guy that refs for the USSF, I believe. I think he does some colleges and stuff.
USSF?
Yeah, like well, in
United States Soccer Federation.
Yeah, for like the colleges and stuff.
Whoa.
Sophia. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't exactly know if that's exact, but I did see when I went to our Christmas party, he actually has a jacket, and I believe it said USSF or something.
Oh,
like
shit,
that.
That's dope.
I don't know. It's not a full time thing. It's not. No, you don't like him. You won't like him. He's a cunt. Anyways,
there you go.
He gave me a job at USSF. I'll become the new manager.
If you do that, he doesn't like the coaching aspect of it. He thinks it's too much. But fair enough. Here's my thing. I was listening to him talk the other day, and it made me think about all these questionable referee decisions we're having. Because he was talking about how like he has family friends that will like sit there and be like, "Oh, this ref doesn't know what he's talking about." And he's like, "Well, actually, they do it like this." He's a pretentious dude. So he thinks he knows more. And I'm like, and I was listening to him, and I was like, you know, if every ref sits there and thinks, I'm making the best decision, I know more than everybody else, you're getting paid to do it for a living, so I'm assuming you know more than most average people.
Yeah.
But when other players, former players, people that have been in the game, have been around the game for decades, no ball. Up and down, and everyone's going, that's a foul, that's the yellow card, that's this or that, and they go, no, it's not. It's like a pretentious thing. It is a stubbornness after that, and I don't think these refs should be doing that.
Well, I think it shows.
That's what I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
But, and shockingly enough, these referees, what are they certified by? UEFA?
Probably.
In Europe?
I think they have to go fly.
The FIFA pro referees.
Depends on your like where you're from.
Yeah. The FIFA pro referees in the United States are better than the referees in Europe.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
I do.
Why weren't they at the World Cup then?
Because FIFA's unwilling to recognize them as...
There was a USA referee.
Yeah, one.
Call up one. For the final.
One.
What other country was there? A Moroccan.
We also have...
What other country was there?
We had a Mexican... We have one...
Mexican cock.
We did. I mean,
Mexican referee.
I think CONCACAF. I think CONCACAF refs should get to ref every game.
I'm just saying.
CONCACAF refs are elite.
From what I saw,
people will be socking each other in the face,
and they won't call anything.
I mean, I'm just saying, like.
And then even in the, which, as much as I hate to say this, in the England-France game, it was when England got their penalty. The fact that they had to, like, go to VAR for it.
Is yeah, that ridiculous. Was crazy.
It was such a blatant penalty.
I don't, I disagree.
Listen, I hate England. And I'm willing to say, yeah, that's
well, they missed
obvious
it.
Penalty. Well, yeah.
Ball doesn't lie.
The Tottenham player did it.
Good.
Perry Payne.
Way!
When he puts on the England shirt, I don't give a fuck. I want nothing but failure for him when he puts on the England kit.
That's why he'll never win the trophy at Tottenham.
That's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Why you cry? But we didn't know we got video of the tears.
Will we bring in a replacement and we win?
Who?
Anyone. Literally anyone. Awesome.
Gonzalo Ramos.
Mope.
Neri.
Masturbate merchant.
Neri.
Mary.
Troy Parrott. In the youth academy?
No. Rodrigo Neri.
Oh. I mean, he's too young.
Nah, we'll start him.
Okay. So I think now it's the final?
Let's preview the final.
Daniel, you've been really quiet.
Predict the final, preview the final.
Why don't you start us off?
What?
With the final?
Yeah.
Tell us your thoughts and give us a score.
France versus Argentina. France.
Tell us your thoughts. Give us a score.
France are going to win. I don't know what the score will be. I think it might be either 2-0 or 2-1.
You think 20? Why?
Argentina, apart from the Croatia game, they've been poor all tournament.
They've been winning.
They've been winning, but it's because of Messi and also Martinez. Croatia-Argentina, that was the only game where I was like, okay, they've actually been good.
Okay, they got hot at the right time.
To be fair, they did. And so they're going to be coming into the final well, like, with a good mindset. But overall, like, they lost to Saudi Arabia. They got, for the most part, they got outplayed by us.
What? Turn your phone off. Do we have to take it from you?
Yeah, do we have to take it from you?
Yeah, take it from him.
Use your phone responsibly.
I know y'all motherfuckers ain't talking about none of that shit right now.
Well, only one of us can. Continue. Sorry.
But, for the most part, hey, what are you pointing at?
Pointing at you.
Why?
Irresponsible boy.
Can you continue?
This fucker would shut up.
Just hash out the differences.
Hi, puppy.
Nah, Daniel, go ahead.
Where was I at? What's his name?
Gonzalo.
Yeah. Couldn't even remember his name for a second.
You were talking about Argentina and how
they for the most part, they got outplayed by us in Mexico. They beat Poland, but come on. Poland suck.
What is that face? I don't know if outplayed is the right term.
They outplayed Poland? Well, to be fair, I didn't.
Everyone outplayed Poland, let's be real.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
To Saudi Arabia?
No, but in their hearts they did.
It doesn't count for them.
Who did they play in the round of 16? I can't remember. Not the Netherlands. Australia. Australia gave them a run for their money.
They did.
For sure. And they should have been knocked out against the Netherlands, but they went through because of penalties. So
because of Emi Martinez. Who's been more more important to the team than Messi?
With Messi and Martinez, if either one of them weren't there, this team would have crumbled.
Yeah.
So,
facts.
I'm just saying that they're probably not going to win it, but that's just me. I'd be happy if Messi won it.
I think the storyline is too perfect. I think Argentina, I think it's written in the stars.
I don't give a fuck about a storyline.
I'd be happy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd be happy.
For you. I just think some things are set up too perfectly to happen.
No. Well, when FIFA set him up like that.
Yeah, exactly.
They paid the most money.
I mean, bro, like they still had Argentina referees refereeing.
I think it's just the perfect. I just think Messi's gonna find a way to get it.
Though. Don't get me wrong. I'd be happy if Messi wins it, but I don't think he'll.
Calm down.
Jesus.
Wait. You said he'll do anything. Find a way.
Messi's been written off a lot.
On the international stage, he has been, for the most part.
This is the most I've seen him perform for Argentina at a World Cup. This is
2014, I could argue.
I still think this is he's doing better.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Now
this is yeah,
he's, and he's I will even predict this. He'll retire right after the game.
No,
I don't know about that.
What more would he have to accomplish? Literally nothing.
So why isn't Mbappe retired then?
Because he's 20. Okay.
But if he's won it.
Messi's only, what, 35?
Yeah.
Only 35.
He still has stuff to
contribute. Only 35. He has an MLS Cup to win. That's right.
He go to Copa America.
He won a Copa America.
So win it again.
I just think.
You act like, just it's like if you win the Super Bowl, you don't just retire.
You try to win as many as you can.
Yeah, but come on.
I mean, he's probably,
at his age,
he's probably going to win.
If he wins, still feels like he has a lot to give.
Does he though?
It's not like he's playing bad.
I know, but does he really have that much more to offer?
He might.
It's all down to him. He might not want to retire.
He might want to.
So who? Well, yeah, but I don't think he'll retire.
I just don't see why he wouldn't. Think of the physical toll. Like, he has a family to think about.
I guess, but...
And, like, this would be, like, the perfect ending for his career.
You talking about retire from everything?
Yes.
Oh. I don't know about that.
Like, what?
I can see him retiring from
that. He can go play in the MLS and...
I could see him
win the MLS Cup with Miami. But okay, great. I could do that.
I could see him retiring from international football.
Well, yeah, he probably will regardless.
But I don't see him retiring from club.
He's still got one more year at PSG.
So?
Here's also my thing. I like Messi. I agree
with again, shitty league.
I agree with you that the storyline is like perfect. There's also another storyline, though. If France win, they're the first back-to-back World Cup winners in 60 years. I also think that
Mbappe two World Cups already.
Argentina,
best player ever,
are very reliant.
Maybe
he's got one for as many goats as he's beaten to a World Cup. If he wins two, here's my thing. I think it's going to be entirely up to whether or not Messi shows up, and if history is anything we should go off of. Messi, we've already seen Messi in one World Cup final.
Get the dogs away.
Messi's already been in one World Cup final, and he disappeared the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
That pressure, he's older now.
Granted. Right the wrongs.
It's 8 years. He's not 28 anymore.
Right the wrongs.
I really also don't see Argentina beating France.
Anything can happen.
I know that. I know anything can happen, but hear me out. Here's my reasoning. I think France are too dogged. I said the same thing about Croatia on the TikTok, but I think France are that guy. And I also think that they're mentally more solid than Argentina is. Because I've seen it in other games when Australia, when they concede the late goal to Australia, when they concede the two goals late to Netherlands, they're rattled very easily. And also, I know everyone looks at the 3-0 Croatia game and they're like, oh my god.
Rattled. They won.
Just because you win doesn't mean you don't get rattled.
But listen, against Australia, they were making some crazy.
They weren't rattled in the shootout.
But the shootout's one thing, and that's fine.
But if you get rattled by something, you should be like,
you should end up losing in a PK shootout.
Because you'd be in your own head.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. What I mean by rattled is I mean that you can see that they become visibly weaker the moment they feel like they're under threat. You can see in the last 20 minutes against Australia. I don't care that they won. They won against two teams they should have won. We're talking about an evenly matched France. If they're getting rattled against France, that's a wrap, dog. Australia couldn't do it. The Netherlands, I think everyone, when that draw came out, everyone kind of knew that they were going to win against the Netherlands.
I didn't.
I knew they would.
Yet here you are saying they were rattled.
They were. They conceded two late goals.
They won.
They won on a penalty shootout, which they could have easily lost.
Could have, would have, should have.
Yeah, but you're talking about a lottery now. You're talking about a lottery.
They did though. They won.
Yeah, they won.
So what I'm saying is, if they really were rattled, maybe our definition of rattled is different. But if they really were rattled, they would not have been able to withstand a PK shootout where all the pressure comes down to two people
standing face to face with each other. If they really were rattled, I think every player would have been in their own head and they might not have made a single penalty. But the fact that they stood up there and won and Martinez was saving left and right, I don't think you can call that rattled. Sure, they conceded two goals and were stressed, but they weren't rattled because they came out in the penalty kick and showed that they have mental resilience and won the biggest mental battle of the game, which is a PK shootout. No,
because they still conceded two late goals to a team they should have won.
I'm saying after the late goals.
No. I'm talking about these late goals. I'm talking about the fact that this went to overtime when they had it in the bag, and you could see it until the Netherlands got their first goal.
They choked.
Yeah, they got rattled. If you're choking, you can't have it.
No.
Yes. Yes, you can still win.
You can choke and not be rattled.
Here's my analogy. In a fight, you can get... Hold on. I'm going to finish this one point. In a fight, people get rattled all the time. People get like knocked down, everything. They can still go win the fight. That doesn't mean that you did not just get rattled.
I would argue, yeah, that's literally what it means. Is that you didn't get rattled.
No,
if you end up winning
in a fight,
it doesn't matter whether you got knocked down or not, or whether you scored two goals or not, because you got back up.
You still won.
You can
still win. That's what I'm saying. You can still win, and you can still get rattled in that win.
Because you're gonna have to agree to disagree, because I just don't think that's true.
Okay. What were you gonna say, Brandon?
Okay. I agree with both of you. I agree with Jose. I think teams can get rattled. Teams can play nervous and still win. It's, to be fair to Argentina, they had to play another 30 minutes where they might have been nervous, but as long as they kept the Netherlands from creating chances or from scoring goals, which obviously that's the main thing, it's not them not scoring goals, they gained more confidence again. In the penalty shootout, the Netherlands went first, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the Netherlands
went first, and I think Van Dijk had the
penalty. Yeah, you said Van Disney strikes again.
Van Disney!
As soon as Van Dijk misses that first penalty, a shit ton of pressure is taken off. So I think even if they were nervous, their nerves just kind of evaporated. Because they knew as soon as that first penalty is missed, it's almost like a cakewalk.
Then you still have to step up and do it.
But the moment that goal goes in, that pressure is relieved immediately.
If Van Dijk scores that penalty, the pressure and all the feelings that they had when the Netherlands scored that second goal is still there. But since Van Dijk missed that penalty...
I'd argue there's still pressure, at least on the next
kick-taker. Of course there's still pressure.
There's still a big amount of pressure.
Of course
there's pressure regardless.
Yeah, but the pressure would have been obviously a lot more if Van Dijk had made the penalty. I still think they were rattled. But also, you can have like 10 players on a team be rattled, and Emi Martinez just nerves of steel. I mean...
Because Emi Martinez won them that penalty shootout, let's be real.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's the sole reason why they won.
Absolutely. And I won't argue with that.
If Argentina did get rattled, there's one player that didn't, and that's Emi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But what I mean is, like, I've seen it in the games that they've conceded late, where it's like they don't want to go to overtime. And you can see the panic.
They're
still playing well. They're still winning games. But you can definitely see against opponents that aren't to the level they are, they don't want to go to that penalty shootout because it's a lottery.
Right.
That's what I mean by rattled.
Right.
I'm not saying that they're like, wow, like, this team is done. But I'm saying if that happens against France, if France get an early goal or they equalize late in the game, if Argentina are in the lead, I think that can fuck with them. And I think France is not a team that you want to take another 30 minutes.
I completely agree.
Which is why I think that it also is dependent if Messi shows up or not.
France is one of those teams you got to put them away while you can.
Yeah.
Because they're always going to hang around.
Yeah, and unlike, and this is no disrespect to Argentina, but this is what happened and it's also happened with Portugal. They rely too much on Messi. France is a unit.
Right.
They rely way too much on Messi. And it really depends on if Messi's there or not. And didn't he have like a hamstring injury or something?
No.
He was missed training today.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
I think it's for...
I don't think he'll miss.
Which reminds me, Benzema's fit for the final.
Yeah, and Real Madrid's going to let him play. But I don't see Deschamps changing his lineup.
He shouldn't. I don't think he should. Yeah. That'd be bad. But
I think it might mess with everything.
Exactly. And Giroud's been playing so well, too.
Yeah, Giroud has been.
Since we're... Listen, I said I don't think I said
it got really close to your
eye. I don't think I said it on the podcast, but I'm willing to hold my hands up and say they were right to include Giroux. Like, obviously, all we had to do, or all we had to go off of, was his last World Cup where he did absolutely fuck all. I thought that the same thing might happen again, and it wasn't like he wasn't in good form last World Cup, because he was. But he wasn't even in better form. The form was similar. And he's just performed better this World Cup. Props to him.
I'm just laughing because I actually edited that episode not so long ago. And I remember because we were talking about it. About how the comment with Giroux is talking about, do you take a go-kart or you take a Ferrari? And I was like, I'll take the go-kart because it's reliable. And you went, no, I'll take the Ferrari.
I would take the Ferrari. Are you kidding me?
Not for this World Cup.
I would sell it and buy a shit ton of golf carts.
There you go.
Maybe that's just
the difference. God, dude, Argentina's just got a bunch of Ferraris and France go-karts, but really good made
go-karts. Okay, so
Mario Karts.
My prediction.
Mario Kart, yes.
Down. I don't agree with Daniel in that. Yeah, Argentina's been shaky sometimes, and not played their best. But if you look at
heart of a champion,
if you look at France's semi-final and their quarterfinal, they didn't play well either.
Oh yeah,
but they still managed to win. So they're both kind of in the same area. Right,
I don't really know what they're doing. I don't know what their approach was exactly for Morocco, because they just let Morocco play their game and they almost got
the. I think they just trusted the fact that they have better players and they can let Morocco try to tire out and take it to them, and then their quality will just hit.
Well, I was going to say Morocco is also a very counterattacking team. I think the game plan was, us lead, make them come to us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And they almost got their fingers burned.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Who knew that Morocco were going to ball?
Little old Morocco, dude.
I'm not sure that France expected to score so quickly.
I don't think so either.
I almost think that was bad for them. But obviously, where we are.
Hindsight's.
France won. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. France won. But
maybe the strongest defensive team in the tournament.
Fair enough.
They scored more goals than they could see the whole tournament.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I don't know. This is a tough one for me because I think I feel like Argentina has picked up better form than France did in the semi.
I just
33 penalties. Messi was.
Oh my god! Dude, the internet would explode.
But
Ronaldo fans would destroy Twitter.
Lloris does it. Pulls a shot out of Ronaldo's face.
If Lloris makes the save, I'd be pretty happy.
But I was telling him, I was like, I'm sorry, Greg. France win again, he has in his club, he's got a 2-time World Cup goalkeeper.
I'm gonna have a World Cup winner no matter what.
And they still have one league.
Cristiano Romero. I'll have a World Cup winner no matter what.
There you go. Is he even playing?
Yeah, he starts.
Oh, okay, good for him. But thoughts on Andy?
Okay. Yeah.
Back to your
point. I do think France's squad is more of a unit. I feel like, which this is like the toughest thing in the world to do, if you can nullify Messi, you're good.
Saudi Arabia did it.
Okay, that was the first game of the tournament. They haven't
made sense. We also did it for 60 minutes, but Tata was being a fucking idiot.
Well, he probably wanted Argentina. Too,
so. Probably that as well.
Probably kind of came the Messi score. You want Messi?
I think this will be like 3-2.
I hope, dude. I hope it's a sick final.
But I think it'll be in favor of France.
Yeah.
I concur.
So France.
No, Argentina.
And Argentina. Well, did you say France?
Honestly, yeah,
France, good. France. We'll come back to this.
This is
bookmark this podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not okay. The difference is they seem to be pretty confident. I'm not confident.
Oh, it's 50-50.
I'm not confident either.
But I'm just saying.
You seem pretty confident.
But who do I think? I'm kind of confident. Who do I think? No matter what happens, they'll be in the game. France.
The only thing is, like, if Mbappe wins again, 2 World Cups at 23.
He'll own 50% of PSG instead of 30%.
That's crazy.
He will be Paris. They're changing the Eiffel Tower. It's going to be his hand.
The Mbappe Tower. They rename it.
And they'll have a Ninja Turtle head on the top of it.
me and Leonardo's face.
Oh my god.
Actually, just large, the largest ribbon ever. He's just going through the wind.
However,
Hugo Lloris, two-time champ.
I would like to see Argentina win.
For Messi?
For Messi.
Here's my thing.
Not just for Messi.
Messi? What? It's like Messi or Ronaldo never winning a World Cup would just be insane.
It would be awful.
Yeah,
be awful.
But also my thing is...
It would be a big damper on their legacies.
I disagree with that. Because a lot of people are saying that they have to win a World Cup.
But it's not like they're Holland playing with Norway.
I know,
but they've had great teams around them, and they've both crumbled under pressure. Ronaldo does not have a single knockout goal in the World Cup. Haji Wright has more knockout goals than Ronaldo.
Okay, let's relax.
It's the truth.
He doesn't. You see more World Cup goals, though.
No, but that's not what I said. I said knockout stage goals.
I'll knock you out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Eddie.
What is going on?
Yo, you see, I do that joke.
We act like we're like.
Well, no, people. The reason
they've crumbled.
Yeah, but also for their national team. People sit there and go, "Oh, like they need to win a World Cup to prove that they have a go." I disagree.
I disagree. I just think when we're looking at their resumes, it'll be like, "Oh, but they never won a World Cup."
Yeah, but there's been lots of legends on their
with how, World but with how
yeah,
good
but nobody that's in the go conversation.
Yeah, but also for a long time, the teams were not up to scratch, and you could technically argue that. The fact that the teams have improved so much over their careers is down to them. And having like them being leaders for those younger players that came into this group. Because you think about it, when they first did their first World Cups, it was 2006. That's 16 years ago. A lot of these players that are 24, 23, 22, 25 in this, they were no older than 10 years old. They motivated a whole generation. Now this generation is playing with them. And Messi's generation is better.
Ronaldo played in 02.
No, he didn't.
He did, because this is his fifth World Cup.
6, 10, 14, 18. I was like, because Ronaldo was part of Portugal's first semis in like either their history or like forever. I don't know.
He played in the 04 Euros.
I believe that. But, yeah, I mean, and they both have won trophies for the national teams.
No, I know.
But I understand.
But the World Cup is like, that's like the pinnacle.
That's the holy grail.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Neymar's going to win without World Cup.
To be fair.
Yeah, but we don't talk about Neymar as a GOAT.
Some people do. Not.
Smart people don't.
Statistically, he's better than nine.
I agree.
Is he even?
Statistically,
yes. Statistically. I'm sorry.
I feel like for this era, one of the GOATs
Factos.
Has to win the World Cup.
I disagree.
I won't lie, I also disagree. But I was just gonna say I understand where they're coming from, but I don't agree with that.
I feel like this is okay when we talk about like football generations. Obviously, Messi and Ronaldo is our generation. We would want one of them to win.
I would want that to happen, but I don't think. And plus, like, even if one of them wins, then the other one gets completely blown out of the water.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true.
That is true.
Yes. That is 110,000%
It shouldn't be that way, but that is exactly how it's going to be.
Look at the conversation between LeBron and Michael Jordan.
Okay, if Ronaldo had won.
Messi gets blown out of the water.
Yeah.
He gets blown out of the water.
This is how every argument goes. Well, blah, 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 blah. Who's got a World Cup, though? That's every argument from now on. Forever.
It will not even matter. I agree with you, and that's not how it should be, but that's reality. And reality is that if one of them wins the World Cup, in this case being Messi, because he has the best chance.
If he wins
the World Cup, everything that Ronaldo has done gets completely.
It doesn't matter anymore.
It does not matter.
Especially that Argentina is not dragging Messi to the final.
Yeah.
Messi's playing well, and if he scores like the winning goal or a goal or assists a goal, it's over. Ronaldo, it's done. Like he will never be considered the GOAT. Never. It doesn't matter what he does in the limited time left in his career.
It doesn't matter how many Ballon d'Ors he's won, how many Champions League he's won.
All of that is gone.
Broke the international appearance for Portugal, or I think international appearance record of all time.
Yeah.
Goals record on the international stage.
Goals record, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it won't matter. It will not matter.
I agree that it shouldn't
be
that way.
I agree.
But yeah, that's reality. And that is exactly what's
going on. And the fact that when I said that, I'm like, who's got World Cup? And you smiled and laughed. You know it's
yeah.
true. I mean, yeah.
You know every argument will go there.
I can see that happening, but it's just this ridiculous argument.
It is, but also, like, have you met football fans?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Just sport fans in general.
Yeah, sports in general.
I know.
Ridiculous.
We're friends.
I mean, I'm not.
I mean, I knew that. But, wow, you didn't have to say.
But no, I back to my.
I'm not friends with him.
My original statement.
He's capping.
I think I didn't.
Not capping.
I didn't.
Can he talk?
I know. I don't even really remember, but I don't think I phrased it the right way. What I said, which I can't even really remember what I said now. Something about Messi winning or something, or Ronaldo or something. I can't remember.
You said whoever wins becomes by far and away.
No, that's not what I said. No. I said something that like started this whole conversation that I think I phrased the wrong way, and I didn't really say what I meant, but now I can't remember, so it's okay. Sorry. No, it's all right. If I think of it, I'll say it.
But with that being said, if Mbappe continues on his ridiculous career path with his goals, and he has 2 World Cups, would that make him
the GOAT? I don't
know.
No. He has
a lot to accomplish at the club level.
Well, I know, but I just said if he continues as on his the same trajectory that he's on.
It would definitely help. It would definitely
obviously it's a big if, but it's not necessarily a big if. It's just an if.
He hasn't even been the best attacker in Europe in the last 4 or 5 years.
I'll say this.
Robert Lindowski.
I'll put this question out there. Let's say Mbappe. Okay, so I think we all I don't want to say the next Messi Ronaldo because that's cheesy, but the next big like rivalry / GOAT conversation going forward is going to be Mbappe and Haaland.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's say Mbappe wins this World Cup. Will it matter what Haaland does in his and they stay on the same trajectory? Will Mbappe always be considered better because he has 2 World Cups?
It's not fair. I get to judge him on that. Fair.
But do you think that's how it will be?
In history,
like we just said, if Messi wins, no one will ever consider Ronaldo.
In 50 years, fuck that. In 30 years, when both these guys are in their 50s and people don't really remember them, the newest generation of 20-year-olds don't really remember them, they're going to sit there and be like, well, you know, that Mbappe guy had 2 World Cups.
2 in a row.
Yeah, and everyone's gonna be like, Haaland, yeah, but yeah.
And we act like France isn't going anywhere anytime soon. So even if they lose this World Cup, they could win in 2026.
I feel like.
Which the US will, but that doesn't matter.
I feel like they'd be more forgiving for Haaland. I feel like they'd be more forgiving for Haaland because you'd have to look at the nation that you plays for.
They won't look at that.
Well, they won't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, smart people.
Well, Norway are. No, Norway. Have some decent players.
They won.
They have some decent
players. Odegaard.
They're not. Name a second one.
Haaland.
Name a third one.
I can't think of his name, but I know. Let me find him. Let me find him. Yeah.
Fradecki plays for Finland. Fuck.
So, if they keep.
That's Fradecki.
I play the fifth.
If they keep building.
But see, that's the point.
They could be decent in the future and go to the semifinals or something.
You could say, and it's harder to build a national team than it is a club team.
Nyland, Leipzig.
Absolutely.
Norgard.
Christopher Ager from Brentford.
Olsen from, I think, was he played for Roma?
Skovels?
Alexander Sorloth on Sociedad.
Oh, he's class. I'm playing Football Manager right now. I signed him permanently.
Yeah, but
like I said, Christopher, the center back for Brentford, Christopher Ager. Ayer, how do you pronounce his name? Ayer. He's sick.
Bracy?
For Brentford.
Oh, he was a reference?
Norgard.
Yeah, Ostergaard.
Ostergaard.
See, so they have some decent players.
Who?
In the 2018 World Cup, they'll be there.
Okay.
40, you say 2018?
That's what it is. 48 team World Cup.
In the 48.
Starting in 4 years, they'll be there.
2018. Oh!
Okay, so, like I said, for people that no ball, they'd be more forgiving of...
Brandon?
Ramos.
I know ball.
Okay, they'd be more forgiving of Haaland.
Right, I know ball. If you were to sit there and tell me, Jose, 30 years ago, this player this has ever World Cup, but Pele has 3 World Cups. Is Pele better? I'd be like, yeah, Pele's way better.
Than who?
So, So if I compare, let's say, okay, hold on a second. Let's say France win the World Cup. Let's say France, 30 years from now, France won this World Cup.
Okay, right.
Nuri says two World Cups.
Right.
Messi has zero.
Right. Nuri has one. Nuri has one.
I said Messi.
Okay, Messi has one. Zero.
I said, yeah, exactly. I ask you, who's better? Lloris with two World Cups or
Lloris
with zero?
Lloris.
If you ask me, Lloris. And this is 30 years
from now. Lloris.
Shut up!
No, don't, no, no.
That was rude.
No! Get your fucking hands off of me.
If this is 30 years from now, and I was the age I am right now.
I don't know why that. I don't know why.
And you asked me that question. I'm sorry. I would Google who they were because I would have no idea.
You act like we don't know who Maradona and Pelé are.
Donia? Maradona?
Did you ever watch
Maradona?
Them play?
It's Maradona.
Did you ever watch them play a full
game? Where's the I after the D?
No. Maradona.
Maradona.
It's Maradona.
Maradona.
No, it's Maradona.
It's Maradona.
It literally is.
Are you dumb?
No. Maradona.
Are you dumb?
It's Maradona.
Are
Move you on. Dumb? Just get this idiot out of here.
To our small
Maradona.
Following.
Maradona.
Maradona.
Where the fuck do you see an eye?
To our small
Maradona.
Maradona.
You don't have to see an eye.
Maradona.
You don't have to see an eye.
To our Maradona.
To our small following, can you please roast the living shit out of this guy?
He's trying to find a nickname with an eye.
No, I'm not trying to find a nickname.
But listen, here's what I'm saying. If you ask me that, I would look at their highlights. And because you say that, like, I know who Pelé and Maradona are. I know who they are. Have I ever seen them play a full 90? No. I will go off highlights, and highlights make everyone look good. People literally say Giroud's highlights are going to make people think like, wow, this was one of the greatest strikers of my generation.
That's true.
So I would sit there and go...
Because he is.
I would sit there and go, you know what? Hugo Lloris is better than Messi. Well, maybe not in position, but he was part of a France that won two back-to-back World Cups, if it happens. And I'd be like, and he's probably the greatest keeper in like history. Name one keeper that was better. And people are going to be like, this is going to be me. They're going to be like, I know people say Iker Casillas and Neuer and Buffon, but like they only ever won one.
Well, Buffon.
He's got two.
Buffon didn't win any.
World Cup?
Buffon won a World Cup, you idiot.
Oh, 2006.
Oh, yeah. They all got one. Lloris got two. Lloris is better. That is the average football fan.
We're not average football fans.
You're right.
Yeah, we are.
We're average-looking men. Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
I do.
Good. Don't drop me in the
big party.
Oh,
I actually didn't hear what you said. Was it because of my laugh?
No.
Or not my laugh.
No, do the face again.
I said don't drop. Don't pull me down here. Party.
Sin City wasn't made for you.
But no. I think France are going to win. 3-3, all penalties. Messi missed the last penalty.
I don't think it's
going to
go to penalties.
I don't think it will. I think I'll finish. If it doesn't finish in the 90, I just think it won't go to penalties.
I also think Messi's going to disappear again.
Shocking.
Is that it?
Anyway. Oh, for the future, in terms when we're talking about Mbappe Haaland, instead of like trying to compare them all the time, let's just appreciate them for who they are. Because we didn't really do that with Messi and Ronaldo. We were too busy.
Speak for yourself.
We were too busy comparing them.
Speak for yourself.
I'm talking about football fans as a whole.
To be fair though,
they spent too much time comparing.
But
them.
Like,
it's like tennis.
But like Pelé came in the 50s and retired in the 70s, and Maradona was coming in towards the end of Pelé's career. We didn't have two players relatively close in age. Like, ever perform at that level.
It's like Nadal and Federer.
Eusebio. And
who?
Pelé.
When you don't know who Eusebio is? I know who Eusebio is. Do most people know who he is?
They should.
No,
they don't. They don't know ball.
They don't know ball. No. You're talking to people that don't know ball.
See, this is why...
Sorry to our listeners that are saying you don't know
the
ball.
No, you guys know ball. Well, everyone else knows they don't know ball, you know? Everyone's going to Google Eusebio and they're going to be like, no, I know who he was. He was great.
No, I know.
Someone on our TikTok will be like, actually,
I'm gonna post a TikTok. I'll be like, yo, don't Google it right now. Put it in the comments. Do you know who you said this?
I know. Only real people know you said this. You've never played pool in your life.
Ugh. That's what that guy did.
You
never played
ball,
bro. That one, you just
talked
to talk.
Oh, yeah, that.
You just talked to talk.
That was phenomenal.
I wish you had followed us. Shout out to you, man.
I wish you had followed us.
He didn't follow us?
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
What a bastard.
Yeah.
Fuck you, prick.
He's English, so.
Oh, he is?
He just comes off as one.
Yeah, it probably is. You just talked to talk. that's funny.
I think that's everything. I don't know. Daniel's gonna call him to work. We're gonna watch the final. We're gonna stream it.
Yes.
How many points do you have?
3.
Just show up late.
Fuck her once. It's fine.
Who?
You.
Fuck who once?
Your manager.
Who? Which one?
None of them.
Are. I'm not saying for pleasure. I'm talking about to buy favors.
To be fair, not many people at Sam's in general.
Yeah. I mean, I would consider us top tier, but even that is a bit of a stretch. Oh, well, I speak for me.
We're on the better end looking.
Yeah. I'm not even there, thank you.
You're welcome.
You just pat my
head. Did you just pat your brother?
I rubbed your head.
Alright, who wants to watch Zoolander right now?
I gotta go to work.
But I'm just kidding.
I mean, I don't have anything.
You have a final to take.
But that's due tomorrow.
But we're supposed to play Call of Duty.
That's true.
We can live stream on YouTube now.
You can live stream on Twitch too.
But YouTube's better. It's cooler. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
I stream on Twitch.
I know. Good, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
You need to do it again, because I want to watch.
You're right. Yeah, I like how you put that comment in and disappeared.
Well, I was in the car.
Me too. I was taking the walk.
Were you drinking?
Oh, that needs to get cut. That needs to get cut. That's why we're cutting
this. No. I got an answer for him.
Perhaps.
What happened? Okay, since this is already getting cut, you go.
We were talking about how he was streaming on Twitch.
Okay.
And I said that he needs to do it more often. And he was like, oh, I like how you just came into my Twitch stream, put one comment, and left. And I was like, yeah, well, I was in my car. And he was like, so was I. And I was like, were you drinking?
And again,
here we go.
Don't drink and drive, kids.
Brandon just square. Brandon thinks that 1% of alcohol in your system is going to make you an alcoholic and drunk. Drink and drive, kids. Drink and drive at least once. It's good for character development. Perhaps I did it. Perhaps I did not do it. I can tell you right now, the other night that Eddie's talking about, I'm not going to say yes, but I plead the fifth. I was taking the walk to Poland. Kids.
Do not drink and drive. Jose's a bad influence.
Brandon drank and drove tonight.
Yeah, I drank water. I didn't drink alcohol.
Yeah, that's what I call vodka, too. It's my spicy water. Now, this is all getting cut. Maybe we should say our goodbyes.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Hey, guys.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Eddie should get this up by whenever he gets it up.
I can have it up the next 2 days.
He can have it up the next 2 days, and we'll be streaming, hopefully, on Sunday. All right. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Love you, sluts.
Bitch.